David Yontef. Love being back.
There's just so much, guys.
I was Googling because I think it was somebody on TikTok who was calling out. I think it was a story on TikTok, but I was Googling while you were introing us, people giving Crystal from RHOBH shit about kind of coming for Diana Jenkins over not shopping outlets when Crystal owns a $95,000 Birkin bag. So I was just looking back at that.
It's so funny because I didn't realize everyone was coming for Crystal. And then she recently posted a picture of her with like the guy who runs Hermes. And I was like, she's like, I'll never give it up. And I was like, I don't understand what this is all about. Like now I do. I didn't realize everyone was, you know, listen, we've talked about it before. Diana is not necessarily making a bunch of fans in the Bravo world this season. You know, listen, I still don't think they're going to get rid of her, but that's just my prediction. We're still early in the season. Anything can happen. I mean, I know Andy said great things about her in the beginning. I still think there's more there and there's more to scratching the surface. But again, I'd love to know if people are loving her because I don't feel that when I'm getting these texts.
No, people aren't. And like I was telling you, the most recent episode, you know, people were saying, you know, Garcelle, who of course everybody loves, I love Garcelle, that basically Jenkins was accused of kind of this passive aggressive racism by saying that Garcelle was unwelcoming, sharing that she had the hardest time trying to strike up a friendship. Seeing as Jenkins singled out Garcelle and not any of the other ladies, some fans were saying that she said what she said was racially charged. So, yeah, you can make that decision on your own, but people were tweeting about that. Diana, people are coming for Diana. It's hard, like we talked about. I just don't think Diana's had that super relatable moment yet on the show.
No.
A lot of people thought it was when she was trying to talk about her only brother being killed in the war. But she just, I don't know. And I don't know that you're going to get anything relatable. It's hard because I do think you have, you know, she isn't American, you know, so you don't. And I think that's the struggle a little bit with Dubai, although a lot of the women are American or expats, you know. So I don't know if there's a disconnect there. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes there is.
Dubai is another one that, like, I would love to know if people like it because I'm getting the negative DMs about that too. So, I mean, do people love Dubai? I don't know. I can't tell. I got to pull up some ratings. I don't know. I mean, I would never not watch it, but I think certain people are having trouble disconnecting with it. I mean, look, I don't like blind items. We don't do that here at this podcast. We are doing the analyzation. It's different. I think that's why people like us. I am so sick of all these stupid blind items, but should I start saying like, you know, a former East Coast housewife who loves to eat peaches. Ooh, it could be Nene. It could be Kim. Let's figure this one out. No, stupid. But there is this blind item that, you know, Diana's boy toy fiance is out there, you know, swinging his dick around and he's at all these like music awards and she's saying it's good for his career, but secretly she's at home with the kids being like, I'm furious. This hot young thing is cheating on me. And that's just so who knows, but do I think there's something behind those eyes of Diana? Yes. Like, you know, like this isn't like nice little Susie Homemaker. I think there's a lot there between her and the fiance. And just, I think Diana's got some darkness and crazy there. And that's, and I mean that in a positive way. I think she has potential to be a great hustler. I think there's a lot there.
Well, I mean, you know, I tend to be with you. I think she gets a second season without a doubt. I mean, you know, the thing is too, is like, again, I think what we've also seen on these franchises now is unless you, like, people want to see a lot of money. I mean, right now, Kyle Richards, obviously Kathy Hilton, but they're probably the only other two on that franchise that can fire up the PJ, you know? I mean, they kind of need Diana to keep the wealthy Beverly Hills because we know EJ's PJ is gone. Both of
EJ's PJ is gone, which I like that little story. And like, also, let me just say,
I mean, the
we
PJs
have producers here. Like we have producers, you know, we have producers that are editing this. And for all we know, Diana's sitting home and being like, Jesus fucking Christ, I'm about a lot more than my money. Like, why is this my shtick?
And maybe Crystal can probably fire up the PJ, I guess.
I think Crystal can fire up a PJ. I think Dorit might fire up PJ. I don't think she should. Save those coins, Dorit. I don't think you should. Well, EJ can't. And Rinna, nah, she's not gonna, she can't do no
Rinna,
PJ.
Rinna's too smart with her money, don't you think? I mean, Rinna mm-hmm. and Harry, Rinna and Harry have a plan, and that is they're saving their coins. Because, I mean, you know, I love that Harry's 70, you know? I mean, I think they're praying that Harry lives to be 88. And, you know, the last 10 years of Harry's life, they are going to sail off into the sunset. I mean, they already live a fabulous life. But, I mean, and they've made millions and millions of dollars. But, I mean, I don't think they have $80 million in the bank, you know?
I think Rinna's, you know, one of the
10 million, poorer. Probably.
She might be one of the poorer RHOBH. No shade to Miss Rinna.
EJ, unfortunately. EJ went.
Oh, I forgot about EJ. Poor EJ. EJ's got,
well,
listen.
Well, Garcelle, we know Garcelle. I mean, I adore Garcelle, but we know Garcelle probably doesn't have a ton of money. She's living very well.
She's a working actress like everyone else in BH. I mean, I put Denise Richards in that category. She's a working actress.
Totally. I mean,
Speaking of EJ.
Okay.
People are saying, why are you going for the massage? Why are you bringing the glam? People are really still counting her coins. They're counting her coins. They don't like the Mikey Minden and the glam squad on vacation. People want Erica to live a much more pious life than she is currently living. You do realize this.
I do. And I say to those people, I don't think that's true. I really don't. Because do you really, like, what are you going to, I mean, you can't, this is where I side with EJ. You can't win. You know, if EJ started doing her own makeup, everyone would be oh my God, you're so ugly. You're old. You're this, you're that. I mean, do we really want to see her not doing her makeup? I think we know from her immense downsizing, you know? I mean, she doesn't have that much money anymore. And I mean, I think the glam, I think people in their minds still think she's spending $40,000 a month on glam. She's not. Yes, if she's flying her friends there or whatever. Okay, they just did this Mexico trip, right? Okay, we know that Jenkins paid for the PJ. So probably, I don't know how many people can fit on the PJ. Let's say 12, you know? I mean, Erica didn't have to pay for the PJ. She probably paid $1,500 for them to fly down there. A couple of people of the glam squad, maybe another $5,000, $4,000 or $5,000 for the week. I mean, you know, she is making money from the show, and I just think the glam squad is probably down to $10,000 a month, maybe.
And can I just say something else?
Which is still a lot of money, by the way. I don't want to say that it's not, but I just don't.
And
think-
also. No, it's a lot of money. And also, she's not giving it to the victim. So if she's not spending it on the glam squad, she's going to spend it on, you
she's
know, padding the
attorneys.
Purse or something. Right. Like, it's not, I think we can tell now that unless it's court ordered, there's no money that is going from Erica Jane to any type of anything. Victims are so, I mean,
because
be
she's
outraged,
never been
I guess.
Charged. Are you outraged?
I don't get outraged. I really don't get outraged. I don't, you know, I just don't. Like, I feel, you know, it's not really my thing. Like, I don't really have an opinion here on the, if anyone really listens, I'm just kind of giving you the psychology of what I think is behind it all. I don't really, you know, I don't know. I don't really, I guess, do I have no opinion in life? I don't know. It's like, we're alive and we're healthy. Who cares?
I'm sure,
like,
people are, it is what it is. So tired of me defending EJ. And I love everything that is Erica. I know people are tired of defending me or me defending her. I'll just say this.
Honey, Kim D on my weekend Patreons loves her too. So you're both hated equally. So go on.
I've said this. I think Erica immediately from the start, and I don't know the legal ramifications of this, but I think she should have said, I knew nothing about this. There's been no criminal charges against me. I will work with attorneys. Some of the gifts that Tom has given me, I'm going to give back to make sure that the victims, like, I can do my part to give the victims some money, right? I think if she had done that, I'm not an attorney, so maybe that's a slippery slope. Maybe once you do that, that faucet never shuts off, which is why she from the start was like, fuck it, I'm going to just take what I can take and defend it. I don't know. I've never been in that position. From a public standpoint, I think if she had just done that and said, I'm turning over $2 million in gifts that Tom had given me, maybe that would have, and then she moved on, maybe that would have satisfied people. But I also, at this point, I get, you guys, she's never been charged. I mean, do you not think this case is so high profile. Do you not think they have tried every, I bet they've subpoenaed the text messages, phones, emails. If at this point, if they cannot prove that Erica knew, or I don't, what do you guys want? I mean, that's where I'm now team like Erica, like, fuck it. Just be you. Keep your sassy self. Keep that cold heart. Because I don't know what people want.
No. Listen, you're not going to change it anyway. You know, it's like, this is her, you know? This is her.
And I don't know, what do you think? You're an attorney. I mean, do you think that there still could be a chance that she is linked to, that she knew and she was on Tom stealing money?
I think it's a slippery slope. You know, I don't think you can start giving money to victims, when there's legal things, you know, when there's stuff looming. You know, look, I think there's ways to do almost anything, but when she says, like, I can't and this and that, like, I don't necessarily disagree with that from a legal point of view. The optics on how that looks, it looks then like you knew and like you're guilty if you start giving money to people. Mm. I mean, at this point, I don't really think there's ever going to be an end in sight. You know what I mean? Like, when it's over, I still do agree that she could have handled the optics on this better. Look, you could at least release a statement through your attorneys of how very sorry you are. And you know what I mean? So I don't think she handled it correct. But yeah, I mean, legally, I'm not so sure you should be going and giving money to people when there's all this stuff looming against you at the moment. Okay. I'm not so sure. That's, you know, from a legal point of view.
Okay.
And we all know I have no emotions. So there you go. Now, keeping with Beverly Hills, God, these girls keep us so busy. Lisa Rinna, this whole Lisa Rinna, Kim Richards, Kathy Hilton thing is coming out. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, so when Rinna, you know, when Kim said that thing about Rinna on the show, you know, about Harry Hamlin, and Rinna like smashed the glass and said, you know, don't you ever talk about Harry, you know, now Rinna is saying that Kathy Hilton told her Kim made all that up. So she's kind of throwing, I mean, she's making herself and Harry look good, and she's kind of throwing like Kathy under the bus, because that's what we're now doing with these alleged, you know, it's Rinna's Erica about, like, she used all these slurs. So it's like, we're adding to this that, like, you also said this about your sister.
What do you think it is? I mean, do you just think that's the runaway? Like, now it's Kathy's turn. Like, everyone's coming for Kathy. Because I'm like, okay, a couple of weeks ago we talked about it. Everything had calmed down with this, you know, this guy who was obviously fake. I'm so curious. Like, we should have tried to get a hold of him. Like, I think he made it all up.
I thought about it. I thought about it for a minute.
I think he literally just made it all up maybe to try to get attention on himself. But he alleged that he was like hired by Kathy and paid $20,000 to come after Rinna. Kathy's like, I've never met this guy. I don't know who he is. Then he goes, oh, actually, I was hired by Rinna. Rinna's like, this guy's a fake. I mean, so anyway, it seemed like they'd called off their feud. And now here we are. And it's interesting to me that we're hearing more and more about Kim Richards. My theory is too, I feel like, are we setting the scene for Kim to make a return? Like, are we going to see the three sisters maybe as Kyle's final season, all back on camera together? You know, the other thing is Kyle and Mauricio are getting their own show on Netflix. Is this setting the scene? Kim Richards is going to come back in some way on that. I don't know. I'm just like, what's your theory? I mean, I don't know. I'm like, why are we hearing again a feud between those two?
Well, listen, you're asking a lot of questions and there's a lot to unpack. Now, yes, to answer your question, yes and yes. I do think this is the Rinna way. I think that Rinna is up there with Kyle. She just does it in a sloppy way so that people are, it's more evident with Rinna. But I do think it's the Rinna way. She is a producer. This is the job she was meant to play. She will go down. Lisa Vanderpump, done. Denise Richards, done. Yeah, I think just what you said, it is Kathy's turn. She chopped off the head of Vanderpump. Now, okay, that's a different story. Maybe Vanderpump has some things to do with that. She certainly chopped off the head of Denise Richards. I mean, I don't know how else you could look at that one. She's chopping off the head of Kathy. Yeah, I think it's your second season. Nobody's immune. It's your turn. I think Rinna's like, yes, yes. Do I think it's like I'm threatened by her because she's Kathy Hilton and she's going to steal the thunder and the star of the show is Lisa Rinna? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe that's part of it, actually. But regardless, I just think it's more like nobody is immune.
Yeah.
She was friends with Denise. She was friends with Kathy. I don't think she was as good of friends with Kathy as she was with, but she doesn't care. She just is doing the job.
Right.
She's doing the job. So yeah, I think this is what it is. And she jumps on social media and she stirs it up and she's just doing the job. So yeah, I think it's Kathy. So that's the first part of that. The second part of that is, look, there's been, and Kim has spoken out. Kathy's even said, yeah, Kim has had talks with Andy. I think Kim Richards is one of the most underrated housewives when you really boil it down.
She's great.
So with Kathy, look, I think if Kim comes back, it'll certainly help them keep Kathy. Excuse me. I don't think Kathy's going anywhere. Everyone always thinks, you know, they're calling for this one to be fired. We already talked about this a few weeks ago. I don't think Kathy's going anywhere. And, you know, she said, I want to stay. This isn't going to scare me off. I don't know if that's really the truth, but I could see Kathy being like, you're not going to run me out of town on some, you know, what she claims is a false rumor. I think Kim, let's bring Kim back, guys.
I think we're setting the scene for it. I just think you're hearing so much about Kim Richards out of, you know, not nowhere, but I think out of, you know, we just haven't heard about her. And I'm like, oh, I feel like this is a play for, you know, and maybe it's even a play, you know, we know Kyle has hinted over and over she's ready to leave, right? Now Mauricio is getting this show on Netflix, which we can talk about. And, you know, are they almost setting the scene? Do the three sisters get their own show on Bravo? I mean,
that's rumored is how Beverly Hills Housewives was to start. It was based on the three Richard sisters, and then it morphed into Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But it's a concept that they've kicked around in so many different formats throughout the years. Listen,
I don't know.
I say it is time to bring Kim Richards back.
Bring her back.
Bunny and all. Bring her back. I mean, could you imagine? And then her and Rinna, how that would go. And I mean, I could see her like her, you know, it's just like Diana. Like, I mean, she has history with Rinna. It's not solved. They got to work that shit out. So I just think Kim is one of the most underrated housewives. I think it's time to bring her back. Right. I think the possibilities are endless of what could happen if they do bring her back. So I say bring her back. I say it is time to bring Kim Richards back to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
So that's that. Now, what else? Oh,
okay. Well, okay, keep going.
We have Kyle's show. I got stuff to say about
that. I was going
to
say, you know, buying Beverly Hills. Do you want to talk about it? I mean, it's actually Mauricio's show.
And I have other news that I have heard.
Oh, I want the tea. I want the tea. You know, look, this is capitalizing. And, you know, I've told this to our audience before. Part of the reason I moved to Los Angeles is I want to be a producer. I've had long unscripted ideas, which essentially just means reality shows that I'm out here selling, right? And developing. I can tell you one of the big formats that people are trying to emulate nonstop is Selling Sunset. So we now have Buying Beverly Hills, which is Mauricio, the agency. It's going to feature agents. I think they're real. I haven't dug that deep into it. It's going to feature Kyle's their daughters. Kyle is going to be on it, although they really are kind of pushing Mauricio. I like from what I've seen, I adore Mauricio. I mean, Mauricio wants to light up a joint and have a great time. I mean, you know, this man seems fun to me. But, you know, he's a big deal out here. You drive all around Los Angeles, and I'm not talking just Beverly Hills. There, the agency's signs are everywhere, you know. I'll go to an agency open house for Behind the Velvet Rope / the Sarah Fraser Show and document it. So they're getting the show. What's interesting is Kyle is openly telling people, yes, she'll make an appearance, but she's not going to be on it all the time. And she's actually advised her daughters and Mauricio not to do reality TV. It's so strange to me, yet they still continue to do it. She's like, look, two of my daughters are businesswomen. I've told them, don't do reality. Why do you want to do this? So, you know, will the women be on, will the daughters be on that much? Or is that the selling point, but it's really going to be Mauricio selling Sunset? Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. All right, happy 4th of July. Let's thank some of our sponsors. You guys, the best way to support this show is to frequent my sponsors. I love me some Switchcraft. If you haven't downloaded the game, it's totally free. Today's the 4th of July. You're either drinking and going to be hungover tomorrow, or maybe you're already hungover. Hi, KJ. KJ's going to come do the spots too. Download Switchcraft. It's in your app store for Android and for iPhone. It is a choose-your-own-adventure match 3 game. Now, a lot of match 3 games, let's be honest, it's the same crap over and over. It's super boring. Not with Switchcraft. I'm obsessed. Are you obsessed? Okay, we're almost there, almost speaking. Well, anyway, look, it's all about witches at Pendle Hill. They have this witch academy. You take on one of the roles of the witch, and they are trying to solve a mystery about a missing other witch. LGBTQ friendly as well. That's what I love about it. They have a lot of different characters, and it's just a really unique game. Download it for free in the App Store, Switchcraft, Horizon Fibroids. Guys, this weekend you may have also realized that you have a fibroid. Fibroids are painful, they cause long periods, and 80% of all women will have a fibroid by the age of 50. Fuck. It's why you got to go see my guy, Dr. Will Neem. He is the top fibroid doctor in Maryland with three locations, in Fredericksburg, in Rockville, and in Germantown. Make your appointment today at horizonfibroids.com. You can see if they take your insurance. He's also worked with us too, like if you have very severe fibroids, he's given out free consultations to at least help you and guide you in the right direction. We all love our OBGYNs, but lots of times they're not going to tell you all of the different treatments because there's uterine fibroid embolization, which he specializes in, which is a low downtime surgery. Make your appointment today at Horizon Fibroids and tell him that I sent you. Also, just so you should know, we are giving away free t-shirts. I have a few limited Sarah Fraser Show t-shirts just for you when you purchase from one of my sponsors. So if you make an appointment with Dr. Will, if you download Switchcraft, screenshot it, and then just send it to me at the Sarah Fraser Show on Instagram. Are you going to speak? Are you going to speak? Yes, my future podcast partner. And then just screenshot that to me, and I will send you a free Sarah Fraser Show t-shirt. The shipping is free as well.
You always make statements and there's so much to unpack. There is so much to unpack.
So now, hit me.
And then this is going to be deeper. There's so much to this, guys. Okay. First of all, anyone that's not watching Million Dollar Listing LA or New York, I don't know what you're doing calling yourself a Bravo fan. They are two of the best shows on Bravo. Now, let's put that on the side because this does affect this. This does affect this. Now, let's get into Selling Sunset. The best show that's ever existed. I've already said this. The best reality show, along with The Hills and Laguna Beach, that's ever existed. Blows anything on Bravo out of the water. Now, we have a spinoff. It's called Selling Tampa. That is, it's not the Oppenheim group, but it's Adam DeVello, same producers. Selling the OC is coming. I have seen the trailer.
Okay.
It's going to be insane. It is literally going to be insane. It is the Oppenheim group. So we have three in that genre. I don't think buying Beverly Hills is part of the Selling Sunset, Selling Tampa, Selling OC series. I don't think it's Adam DeVello. It might be. I don't know. I want to do some more research. Like, I don't think so. I think it would be Selling whatever. It doesn't shock me that this show is greenlit and going forward. Now, we have the agency. Well, we have David and James from Million Dollar Listing LA that work for Mauricio. David and James have announced weeks ago that they are leaving Million Dollar Listing New York. They're done.
Interesting.
I think we're going to see them on this show.
Yeah, we are.
I assume. Okay. We are. Let's just say it. We are.
We are.
Like 1+1=2, guys.
And of course, and you're right. Contractually, that's why their names were not in the press release, right? Because they're still probably under contract. But you know what's going to happen. And this show is going to be, okay, keep going. And you know, okay, I could go on.
We have David and James. We have like two superstars from this show. David and James are great on TV. I've interviewed both of them. I don't see them leaving Million Dollar Listing LA just because they're so busy at work. I mean, it ties into your work. So that's strange that they announce it, but they do. And now here they are. So I think, considering their boss is Mauricio Umansky, David and James from Million Dollar Listing will be on this show as cast members, actually as full-time cast members. I think the girls are going to be a big part of it. I do. I really do. I think Kyle's advised against it.
Okay. Why do you think Kyle keeps saying no to reality TV and then signs up for it? Just this weird.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know if Kyle really has any say in the matter. Mauricio is probably like, this is going to be good for business
and I'm doing it.
And, you know, listen, I mean, the Selling Sunset, Mauricio himself will be like, you know, Jason Oppenheim. I don't think he's going to get his hands dirty. He's going to be Lisa Vanderpump of Vanderpump Rules.
Sure.
Like Mauricio will come across looking good. Now, the daughters as agents, think about the great TV. I mean, is there nepotism? How does this work when we're having a problem between Farrah and David? I mean, it's an interesting concept. Like, who's going to challenge one of, you know, Mauricio and Kyle's daughters in the office? I'm sure it comes up with commissions, and I'm sure there's rumors. Well, she's the fucking teacher's pet. She's the damn daughter. Think about it. So And Mauricio has to be fair. So it's going to be interesting. I think the daughters are going to be on it. I do.
All right.
They're pretty. They're young. They're what reality TV is supposed to be.
Couldn't agree with you more. I mean, you have the greatest insight. Okay, yeah, go on.
I got something else to say.
Give us the tea.
I believe. I've said this. This is really an exclusive. When this happens, all of you can say, I'm going to cut this clip and replay this when all of this is announced. I believe in my heart of hearts, based on a couple of things that I know, that Ryan Serhant from Million Dollar Listing New York is going to be leaving. This is really an exclusive. It is going to be selling New York on Netflix, and it's going to be the Serhant Group.
Can I just tell you?
And I'm going to tell you why I'm saying this, but go on. I'm like convinced of what's happening here. Yep. Go on. This is an exclusive.
No, oh my God. When you see Andy Cohen again at that club that you went to in the Hamptons, I mean, Andy has to be sweating. I mean, I'm not kidding about Bravo's. I think Bravo's programming is in deep trouble. I really do. Now, of course, I say that. I've got show pitches that I want to pitch to them, which is why they need to buy mine, because they'll be hits. But this is not good. This is not good, I don't think. Do you for Bravo? I mean, they're losing. And, you know, you wonder with Sonia and Luann. And I mean, I'm really reaching here. But with Sonia and Luann putting it out there that they're being courted for a reality show. I mean, maybe a Netflix, maybe a Hulu, maybe an Amazon, maybe an Apple goes, you know what? Fuck it. Let's try it. And at what point did they start stealing all the stars from Bravo? Am I nuts? Is this like too much of a reach?
When you watch one of the other most brilliant shows in reality TV history, Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, who has made an appearance behind the Valve Rope, will say to people like, what is proprietary about this? He's like, what will stop the big guy from coming along and crushing you like the cockroach that you are? You can listen to this all day and stay in your Bravo world. Netflix is 1 billion times bigger. Bravo is in the United States of America. The United States watches Bravo. Netflix is global, worldwide. When I had Jason Oppenheim here from Selling Sunset, he's like, Bravo, ABC? He's like, we wanted nothing. We wanted nothing but Netflix. He's like, we don't want to be on Bravo. We don't want to be on ABC, MTV. This is Netflix. And you know what? He's actually right. So they weren't in the game and they had this one show, Selling Sunset, and that entered them into reality. Bling Empire then came, you know what I mean? So they are, you know, this selling thing. Listen, say what you want. Selling Sunset is for real estate and Netflix what The Housewives is. It's going to be every city. Now, you don't think there's going to be a New York City, but this isn't just me grasping at straws. Here's what I know. This is going to...
Go on. I'm twirling my hair.
This producer from Orange County, guys, you're going to sit down. This producer from Orange County who claims that Heather Dubrow is abusive and pushed him and says that he quit because of Heather Dubrow. Do you know what I'm talking about? You know how that just came out?
Yes, we talked about that. Yes.
That producer.
Is gone where?
Has come and is in New York City filming some real estate show. Now, I know for a fact, people that work at the Serhant Group, which is the same as the Oppenheim Group, it's the same as the agency, it's just called Serhant. I know people that have interviewed for some reality show and it's with Netflix. So I am telling you, this is breaking exclusive news. Today's date that we are recording this, you're going to hear this a little bit later. Today's date is, what is today? June 26th. I'm stamping this. You heard it here first. I am telling you, think about it. Ryan Serhant is a cast member with Frederick and Steve Gold. And it's the Serhant name is out there, but that's not showing all of your employees. What if you can go to Netflix, which is a bigger platform, you can be the daddy boss, and now we can have all your agents on. So it's not just you. Now 15 of your actual employees, their business is going to triple. So if 15 people that work for the Sirhan Group are now on TV, they're going to get more business and it's going to go in your pocket because you're going to get a percentage of this. And
Bye.
You think that Ryan Sirhan, businessman extraordinaire, just said yes to Netflix? I am sure there is a deal put together that is so much more money than he was getting on Bravo. It's going to be called, it might even be called Selling Sirhan. It may not even be called, it might be called Selling New York. It might be called Selling Sirhan. Regardless, it's going to be about the Sirhan Group. His name, his name, his name. Ryan Sirhan is going to leave $1 million to New York and go to Netflix. And it's going to all, it's going to be the Sirhan Group. I know this.
This is exclusive tea.
It's happening. It's happening. So,
wow.
I don't know when that's going to be announced. They're not, but this producer from the OC has arrived in New York and is filming this real estate show. And I know not one, not two, three specific real estate agents that work at the Sirhan Group that have interviewed for this position. So there you go. It's happening.
Damn, you heard
and
it
it's
here
gonna
first.
Be it's gonna be great. And listen, the Sirhan Group, they're gonna choose the young, cute, hot,
sure.
you know, hot boys, hot girls, gay boys, and it's gonna be New York City real estate on acid. And Ryan's gonna be like $1 million listing in Bravo. He'll bank them and it will be great. But this is gonna be it's gonna be so good for his business. And I'm sure they gave him a shitload of money and all the agents that are under him that are gonna be on TV, he's gonna get a percentage. This is gonna happen. So sorry to go down the real estate rabbit hole, everyone.
But there it is. Yeah.
It's happening.
That's huge.
You're going to remember this. So, and I love the selling shows. And as you say, you're pitching everything and all that they want to do is not about selling. Yeah, they do. It's a great show. God, I'm sorry. I went into my
No, I love that tea. That was like really, really good. I was just looking at like a few other things